On the morning of October 2, 2009, a jogger running near Bear Lake, Utah, discovered the body of a young woman lying near a country road. Her unusual tattoo led the police to identify her as 22-year-old Sarah Hutchinson. Ashley and Martin have healed from their loss and are ready to work on expanding their family. But the word on the street is that Martin has to deal with some serious allegations.
I'm not the perfect person. I make a lot of mistakes.
Meanwhile, Loretta is ready to deliver her new bundle of joy.
I just pray for, you know, a healthy, healthy baby.
But her husband, Lance, is not ready to say goodbye to his baby-making days.
We'll play cards. You want to turn the TV on? Want some more eye shifts? You think we should call people now?
No.
Both couples have to face the music when Dr. Samuels pays a visit. It's down to the wire for the design teams, and snafus abound.
This happens a lot, especially with older buildings.
Marcel has just received word that the couch he ordered as the centerpiece of his man cave makeover for Jerome and Thomas can't be delivered until after the deadline. Meanwhile, in Robbie's bathroom project, an entire box of the hand-painted tiles that took 2 weeks to arrive from South Africa...
Are you kidding me?
...is cracked. What does a lifetime of working to end mass incarceration and excessive punishment in the United States, challenge racial and economic injustice, and protect basic human rights for the most vulnerable people in American society look like?
You say the word race in America and people get nervous.
For Brian Stevenson, it started with a small staff at his Equal Justice Initiative. The sun shone high above New York's Times Square on May 16, 1910, when a huge crowd turned out to see a young female who was to challenge the driving record for a woman with a coast-to-coast run. They witnessed Blanche Stewart Scott sitting confidently behind the steering wheel of a brand new 25-horsepower Willys Overland